This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's 3rd Congressional District may be headed further into overtime. The race between Republican Lauren Boebert and her Democratic challenger Adam Frisch is now within 600 votes. That's under the threshold for an automatic recount. The close results were a surprise to many, but not to lifelong Republican Joanne Eggers of Grand Junction.
Not happy at all. I thought Boebert would never come close to winning. It's a great surprise. And while I am a staunch Republican, I don't want her in office.
A few counties in the district still have not reported their final numbers, but the results are not expected to change much. The state won't make an official decision on a recount until December. Several Starbucks stores in the state are back open after union workers walked out yesterday. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
And this store is
shut down.
And this store is
shut down.
The Workers United Union hopes the strike will get the company back to the bargaining table soon. Talks have been delayed because of a disagreement over the union's attempt to use Zoom to stream negotiations during a closed-door meeting. Barista Ashaya Seacrest picketed outside her Denver cafe Thursday.
We're not sure when we'll be able to bargain again, but hopefully this will push them to give us new dates.
Seacrest says that workers want higher pay and more consistent schedules, and that if talks don't progress, another strike is possible. In a statement, the company says it respects workers' legal right to protest. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Today is the deadline for artists to submit designs for a special section of a mural along the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo. Submissions must thematically represent the countries and territories Pueblo's been a part of over the past 200 years. The city council will choose the top 5 designs, and the community as a whole will help select the final design. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.